USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not happy with China's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
Could have been stopped. Could have been stopped pretty easily if we had known, if everybody had known about it a number of months before people started reading about it.
A coronavirus stimulus package is being introduced in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky put forward the measure that would provide direct cash payments to the American people.
Senate Republicans want to put cash in the hands of the American people. No tangled Washington process with 1,000 cooks in the kitchen. No piles of forms for laid-off workers or busy families to fill out.
Folks earning $75,000 or less in 2018 will get $1,200, while couples filing jointly will get double that. Each child per household would net an additional $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democrat Tulsi Gabbard is ending her presidential campaign. In a video message, the Hawaii congressman offered her full support to Democratic frontrunner and former Vice President Joe Biden. No comment from Biden on the endorsement. The nation's most popular news channel is expanding its reach during the coronavirus crisis. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Fox Corporation's taken the unprecedented step of offering Americans unlimited access to the crown jewel of its media empire, its cable outlet Fox News Channel, throughout the novel coronavirus pandemic. Fox News is now becoming available to stream without paying for cable, according to a company statement late Wednesday, describing it as a partnership with Fox's pay TV providers. Fox News will be available for free on FoxNews.com, the Fox News app, Fox.com, and the Fox Now app. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate has easily approved a sweeping coronavirus relief bill that was recently passed in the House. The bipartisan measure includes free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave for those who need it, and a boost in unemployment benefits and food assistance. President Trump has said he will sign the bill. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the best stimulus package is the one that lets you continue to work and earn a paycheck.
80% of the workforce is going to be impacted by the containment policies. The money we're spending to deal with health care is going to pale in comparison with the money we spend to stabilize the economy. If you've been laid off today in South Carolina from a bar, a restaurant, or a hotel, I'm looking to make sure that we have wage replacement, that we replace your income as much as possible so that you don't have your life turned upside down. That's the number one goal of phase three for me.
LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron has a reputation as someone that can command a room with his presence. Players, fans, and members of the media alike pay attention when he's speaking. Now he's using his ability to promote safety amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Courage, you can follow the game plan. Everybody's holding together like this. Like this. Nobody gets in between. Hey, it's going to get tough the last 2 weeks. Come on. We're tough. Bring it on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.